John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He will be at Helium Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow night. Not Matt, but our next guest. Two shows, 7:30 and 10 o'clock. Tickets are always available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. It has been 6 years since this man has been in the studio. And I think he needs a special introduction, or at least special introduction music that I know that he will appreciate. It goes like this.
I'm having PTSD.
Ted Alexandro is here. This was like one of your earliest bits, wasn't it? One of the hot cross buns.
Yes, yes. Oh, man. Like, you know, I haven't been here in 6 years, but going further back, I haven't been in an elementary school classroom with children wielding recorders for probably 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
wow.
I taught K through 5 in New York City for 5 years. And yeah, so like I said, I definitely, when I hear those first few notes of hot cross buns, I have a bit of a twitch. It's like my personal numb. Good memories too.
Now, you have kids now. Will you teach them how to play the recorder and hot cross buns?
No, in fact, if they ever get their hands on a recorder, they will be punished severely. It is funny because my youngest, I have now a 19-month-old son and a 3-month-old daughter.
Okay.
So that tells you how we've spent the pandemic, John.
Wow.
Yeah.
Get it, Ted?
Yeah. Well, you can.
When they said injections, they didn't mean that.
No, I didn't realize. Nobody told me. I was like, I'm doing my part for the country. So the 19-month-old is very musical, and he saw a video with the recorder and kept pointing at it. And I was like, no, that not in this house. We're not a recorder family any longer.
You can have drums.
That's right. Yeah, I'll give him anything, man. You know, like blow the place up. It's fine.
When we last left our hero, you were a single guy living in my old hometown of Astoria, Queens.
That's right.
All right. And now you're a married man with two kids living in Connecticut.
Things have changed, John.
Yes.
Things have changed. I don't know how it all happened. It almost feels like even being here. Did you find post COVID, even though I don't know if we should use the word post, but now that we're coming back out, don't you feel like it's all so surreal? We moved to Connecticut, my wife and I, and our two babies were up in Connecticut. So I took the Amtrak down, and it was like I was in a movie. Like, people, like, wow, people have been living, like, taking trains. They all feel so comfortable. I felt like an extra in the movie, and I didn't know my lines if I was supposed to have any. But, yeah, it was just so weird that, like, I've been up in the woods raising these babies, and, you know, life has gone on. And so this is my first weekend back. Like, I did a show last night. I told them, look, if whatever your expectations are, bring them down. I am a retired comedian who was called out of retirement to do this gig. I'm a father of two. That's my role. So if you get a couple laughs, then it was great, though. I mean, the show was great. I had done one gig with Dave Attell about, you know, a week and a half ago. He called. He was in Connecticut. Right. He's like, Ted, you got to come do a set. I was, you know, when Attell calls, you have to answer. It's like the bat signal. You know, okay, all right, I'm there. So I went, did that gig. So that was good to kind of shake off whatever rust I had. So then, yeah, last night hit the ground running. All so right. We're back, man.
So what is life with children like for you? For a guy, I mean, you were a single guy for a long time.
I mean, that was kind of my shtick for a while. Right. I was doing the bit. I'm 42, single, never married, no kids. I did it. I made it through the maze, you know. So I was kind of basking in the fact that everyone else was kind of living that life. And I was still, you know, just enjoying being single. But yeah, I got married. I'm 52 now, so I'm 52 with these two babies. My wife is 17 years younger, so that helps. But it's nuts, man. And now we do have a backyard. So I grew up in Queens, so like now there's like bugs around, and I'm just like, my wife grew up in the country, so she's like, yeah, no, that's good. We're supposed to, like, you know, greet them. And I'm like, I'm really not going to be greeting them. Yeah, she's very much like commune with nature.
Earth
and stuff.
Mother.
Yeah, very much, very much. Right. And I'm like, well, I think, you know, we could kill them too. That's another thing we could discuss, you know. Nature kills. Why can't we? So, yeah, I'm kind of a little squeamish about just animals, snakes, all these things. But I'm getting better. I'm getting better. The kids are going to grow up as like country kids, you know, but I'm not.
What was that first reaction when you had your first deer in the yard?
Yeah, we haven't had in the yard, but close by.
Okay.
I am terrified of deer. I am so scared. I feel like it's a human in a costume because they're just too comfortable, and like they stop, you know, like that uncomfortable thing where they make eye contact and they look at you, mm-hmm. like when I'm driving and stuff, and I'm just like, I feel like this, like my, you know, the spirit thing of my wife, like this thing owns my spirit. Like one look and I'm like, I'm yours. What do you need me to live among the deer? I will do what you need from me. You know, I'm definitely scared of deer.
I'm convinced deer are car fans. That's what that's all about. They're trying
that's
to figure out.
True.
You know, let's see the car coming at you and then those headlights. That a Volkswagen? Yeah. Is that a Volvo?
Right. They're like, how do I want to die? A Volkswagen, BMW. Yeah. No, it is scary.
So is it weird for you as the city kid now living in the country, is it weird for you when you go back into the city? Do you?
Yes. When the train arrived in Philly, like I said, like just the fact that people were walking among the street, I was like, I wanted to almost be the crazy guy, like, what are you all doing? Why can't we just go back to our homes? You know, although I understand the enjoyment of like life starting up again, I was like, is anyone freaking out right now? So I'm not good with deer. I'm not good with people. It's like I've got a lot to kind of reacclimate with because, yeah, it's all a bit much. But I'm excited. Just even honestly, I was telling Meredith on the way over, even to be away from the family is weird because not only have I been home, but it's been quarantined. So I've been home for my son's entire life, basically, right. And my daughter's whole life. So I've been just dad who's home, you know. So all of this is very weird, very new. Yeah, but I'm enjoying it. It's out of body. Even as I look at you, John, I'm looking at, you know, I told you with the facial hair and I have a beard now. You're like my model of like, this is what I will be probably in about 3 years.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just going to grow the mustache out and commune with the deer.
Or as we found out, Mark Maron refers to me as the old guy with the curly mustache.
That's and who's he to talk?
Exactly. He's almost my age. Right. You're the old guy with the scruffy beard.
That's right. Who are you kidding there, Mark? You know, yeah, all he has to do is turn it up. He's right there.
That's it. Go talk to the president in your garage.
That's right. I have been in that garage. It bears mentioning. Yeah. Yeah. I was in there. Gosh. I mean, like you lose all track of time, but it was probably like 4 years ago when my album Senior Class of Earth came out. I was kind of just doing the rounds. I did Conan and I did a bunch of stuff. And yeah, it was cool to be there, man. It is just a garage. But, you know, yeah.
And it's become a very famous garage.
It sure has. Yeah.
So tell me about your wife. I mean, you know, how did you meet and how did you sucker someone who was 17 years younger than you into marrying you?
You know, it was a love story, man, with all the twists and turns that you would expect. We met when she was in like finishing college, you know, so she was in her early 20s. And a friend who was my best friend, who I did Teacher's Lounge with, Hollis James.
Okay.
Web series you can check out on YouTube. So Hollis and I had gone to college. He was DJing at the time. He met my wife and her friend, and he's like, I've met this girl that you've got to meet. And I was like, all right. He's like, she's in college. I'm like, come on, man. I was 37 or whatever. I'm like,
all right.
He's like, no, really. When I met her, I just felt her energy and yours. I'm like, all right. So I went down.
Well, obviously, with your wife being the Earth Mother,
that's right.
Like feeling her energy. I mean, these two. I'm surprised he didn't marry her.
And also, she's a psychic medium. She's an artist, psychic medium.
So okay.
She works in energy and all this kind of stuff. And I guess she felt my energy, John. Right, so right. You know, so
you
at least she didn't last year.
In yes. most situations, that would be somebody you goofed on.
Oh, for sure. But she's very funny too. Yeah, so it's like not that she just takes herself so seriously. So yeah, she had the whole package of, and you know, truth be told, I am very much like an energy guy, even though I, you know, from Queens and stuff. I believe in all those types of things.
Okay.
So you know, I'm a seeker, John. You know that about me.
Oh yeah. Yeah. The Who wrote a song about you.
Yes, it was. That's true. People don't know that. So we dated initially at that time for about a year, and I thought she was the one, but she broke up with me. She was young, wanted to, you know, travel. She was in fashion, so she traveled the world. So I was kind of heartbroken, and I thought she was the one, but went on with life. You know, 10 years went by, and then I got a text, how are you, out of the blue. And you know how you still recognize the number, you know, the area code and everything.
Right.
I'm like, how are you? I'm like, today or the last 10 years? There's a lot of ground to cover. But I saw that it was a 908. She grew up in Jersey. So I'm like, 908. I don't know too many 908s. So I know who this is. So we went for coffee, and then it just, it quickly, you know, it, maybe within a year and a half, we were married. She I was actually, it was good timing because I was touring with Jim Gaffigan, who I've been opening for the last 6 years or so. So that week that we got back together just for coffee, I was doing Madison Square Garden with Gaffigan.
Oh,
so
my God.
You want to come to my gig this weekend? You know? So she came.
And there is how you get a woman 17 years younger than you to marry you.
That is it. And you want to talk about energy, too, man. She came out of the subway on her way to the garden.
All right.
And who does she run into but my whole family? She hadn't seen them in like 10 years. But they had gotten, I guess, at the same stop or whatever. So, you know, and she was planning to meet them backstage or whatever. But she met them in the subway on the way to the gig.
Wow.
And, yeah, man. And so, we've been together for, gosh, I guess it's like 4 years now. And we've got the babies. And so life is beautiful, man.
Damn. Yeah. Wow. Ted Alexandro, ladies and gentlemen. There is more to this story. And you can hear it on your own tonight and tomorrow for two shows at 7:30, 10 o'clock at Helium Comedy Club. Or 215-496-9001, the number to call, or just go to heliumcomedy.com. It is great to see you. I like the beard much more than the scruffy.
Thank you, John. Yeah, yeah. Like I said, I'm catching up to you, man.
I still got like 10 years.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.